Good morning, everyone. My name is Jamie Itokazu, and I'm the assistant to the director at the Buddhist Study Center. Thank you, Mo'ili Ili Honganji and White Way listeners, for having me again. It is an honor to come and speak to you this morning. Since there are pockets of our world today that appear to be in turmoil and not being able to work together, today I thought I would share with you a legend about people learning to work together and creating a huge impact on the whole, as well as celebrating generosity. The story is entitled Stone Soup. One day in a town very much like yours, I'm sure, two hungry travelers arrived. With very little money on them, they hoped at least one of the townspeople would be generous enough to share some food with them. Much to their surprise, as they began knocking on doors to ask for a bit of food, they were turned away and given the answers that there was no food or they wouldn't share. The two travelers, after knocking on many doors around town, came to rest near a well. One of the travelers turned to the other and said, "If there's really no food in this town, then we should make this town our magical soup." The other traveler agreed, and they both climbed up on the well and yelled loud enough for all to hear, "If anyone has a very large pot, we will make them our magical soup, for we are master chefs." At first, there was no movement in the town, but very slowly, a tiny man came out of his house carrying a big pot and said that, "I would very much like to try your magical soup." With that, the travelers made a fire under the pot and added water from the well. When the water began to steam, the travelers threw in a single stone. Soon the townspeople began to gather in the town square, wondering what the travelers were up to. The travelers declared that they are making stone soup, which is going to be amazing, incredible, edible, and amazing. But it would taste better if we had a single carrot. The travelers turned to each other and asked aloud, "Where would we find a single carrot? We knocked on nearly every door, and everyone said that there was no food or they wouldn't share." After what seemed to be a long moment, a child timidly spoke, saying that she might have a single carrot to share. The travelers were delighted and exclaimed, "Bring what you got, put it in the pot, we're making stone soup." So the girl threw the carrot into the pot. The travelers began to stir in the pot, then began wondering aloud again. "You know what would make this soup even better? A potato." And sometime soon after, a woman said, "I have a potato I could share." The delighted travelers exclaimed, "Bring what you got, put it in the pot, we're making stone soup." After a moment, not to be outdone by each other, the townspeople soon began bringing up vegetables and other things to add to the pot on their own. Soon the pot was full of green beans, celery, corn, bread, mushrooms, and much more. The smell of the soup soon began to spread through the town, and then the townspeople all came out to taste the soup, bringing blankets, bread, cheese, and bowls. The travelers began to ladle out the soup, and the townspeople claimed in delight. The soup was wonderful, and they couldn't believe that it was made out of a single stone and was providing so much. As the travelers left at the end of the day, they reminded the townspeople if they ever wanted to make the soup again, that the ingredients didn't matter, but bring what you got, put it in the pot, and sharing will create a whole lot. In closing, I would like to remind you to share and think of others during these difficult times, because we are all in this together. Namo Amitabha.